The program you are about to hear is intended for an adult audience. It may contain language or opinions that could be offensive to some listeners.
All right, okay. I don't know what the heck that was about, but I'm sure it has something to do with you being stupid.
Me being stupid?
You're stupid.
My stupid?
You're stupid. You're stupid.
Let me tell you something.
You're stupid.
You're dumb.
You're stupid.
Dumb.
Stupid.
Dumb.
Stupid.
Dumb.
Stupid.
Dumb.
Stupid.
Dumb.
Stupid.
Dumb. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Dumb.
Stupid.
Dumb.
Show, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Two-Sit Show. It is February 19th, 2011. I am your host, To the Ranting Griffin, my co-host, Juba Fox Coon. Seizure warning. If you have epilepsy, maybe you shouldn't watch the show. Not like we planned that, but, see, what's it doing now? What was that? What input is that?
That's actually the subtrack.
That's the subtrack?
Yeah, it was flashing, then it stopped.
Huh. Interesting. Well?
Well, see, warning.
Warning.
If you have epilepsy, please
do not watch
the show.
Well, I hope the whole break ain't like that. I don't know what's wrong with it, but we're just going to deal with it. So, we got some interesting show. I feel so bad. I feel so terrible. There was this show I wasn't watching the show. It was a promotion for a show that comes on some news channel, I forget which. And it was one of these, you know, heavy hitting, you know, reportive drama type, you know, this is wrong, these poor people are being treated, and is this right? We will explore. And all it was, you know, it was basically about how badly midgets get treated in public. And, you know, they're showing, you know, just people wandering around and getting, you know, the little people getting picked up by other dudes, and they're kicking and flailing. What are you doing? It's like that. And, you know, people trying to help them, and they don't want. And I'm sitting there thinking, you know, this is terrible, but that's going to be so funny. That is going to be so funny.
I'm going to have to look that up because I want to watch. I want to download that show.
It's going to be so funny.
I play clips of it.
I feel terrible that it's going to be funny. I can't help it. I can't help it. If it's going to be funny, I
don't feel bad that it's going to be funny.
I do.
Why?
I feel horrible.
Why?
I don't want to laugh at this stuff. I don't want to.
Yes, you do.
Okay, but I know it's bad, but
But it's not.
Okay.
Put on God's green earth for taller people to laugh at.
Punt. Punt practice.
Yes.
Punt practice. If there are any midget epileptics in the audience tonight,
you are nothing but a football now, probably.
Just be thankful you didn't have far to fall. Went over and did the Watusi on the floor a minute ago. Yeah, so, you know, we don't bring it up often, but just in case you're curious. I mean, a lot of people come in the show, but they don't know what the show is or what furry is or anything like that. And if so, welcome to the show. If you want a little bit more of some fun, a little bit more lighthearted fun, another great show comes on tomorrow night, every Sunday night, Pawpets.
Yes.
Pawpets show comes on. Yes. You can go to pawpet.tv and look up their show. They do it live every week.
We have a .tv.
I don't know. We could have a .tv. We should have a .tv.
We should have a $0.02.tv.
$0.02.tv. We should do that. I agree. But yeah, until we get one, then yeah, pop on over and check out Pawpets, because they're actually a lot of fun.
Yes,
it's Pawpets and people goofing off, but they do it well.
It's funny.
So, yeah,
I have to admit, I haven't seen a Pawpets show in a couple of months. They definitely always make me laugh.
They've been going forever too, man. What are they in there, like 1,000th show or some crap like that? We're just getting into our 300s, and they're. Ooh.
Yeah, they've been on ever since I can remember, every week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For a long time, every week. 4 hours or something like that. I'd have gone nuts.
Yeah.
I'd have gone nuts. Yeah, I gotta give a shout out to
The
Wolf Pawpaw. Yes, I do. Wolf Pawpaw, he was people heard that I got my the Xbox, they've been recommending games and stuff, and I started playing with a guy named Wolf Pawpaw, and he sent me
the new Tron Evolution game.
Mm.
And it was like a little Tron package. He sent a bunch of little stuff, just like little incident. Yeah. He sent a cap. He sent an old Atari ET game. I don't know why, but it's cool. And I finally, something else he sent me. You know, I've always wanted to cook a baby. You know, I've wanted to prepare a baby properly. You know, as in gourmet baby cooking. But I never really could find an instrument that was worthy of slicing up the infant. But now I have one. Actually, I got this from Wolf Pawpaw sent this to me. And this is my... Yeah, this is my instrument of baby slicing. I will cut up a baby with a Tron disc, and I will cook it, because what's better to slice up a baby than with a Tron disc? You know? I mean, that to me is an awesome idea. What else are you going to do with it? I mean...
I'm done. I quit. I'm done.
What's wrong?
I'm done.
Don't you want...
No, I'm done.
Tron sliced infant baby?
No!
Why not?
Because Tron sliced infant babies are like... eating computerized bones. I've tried. Whatever you finished.
I'm sitting here worried about the break now. I'm like, oh God, it's gonna, I hope it doesn't do that the whole break. Shit.
We'll see.
If it does, we'll try to do something about it. I don't know what we'll do, but we'll do something.
We'll dance on camera.
We'll dance. We'll turn off the break and do something else. I don't know. We'll sit here and just bullshit for 15 minutes.
Till the stuff crack comes back.
My water.
Let me lay out a show what I'm drinking.
Yeah, I just have water. And you have some crazy Korean junk.
Korean alcohol called soju. It's wonderful.
Says you. See, you were always were into Asians.
I've always liked Asians.
You whore.
Now, I am not an Asian whore. I used to be, but I've had a lot of facial work done.
Oh, you had it changed.
I had it changed.
You had it all altered.
All changed and altered.
Altered.
Thousands and thousands of dollars.
You did not used to be
of
that
yen.
Color.
I'm sorry.
Of yen. Millions.
Millions and millions.
Millions
of
millions of yen. Yes.
And it only costs $2 in the States.
Oh, man. Well, you know what?
Is it time?
I think it's time to get on with the news. That's what.
Oh, my holy God! It's time for the news!
Oh, I was about to say, hey, that worked, but that's not the subtrack. So switch over to the subtrack again, just real quick. Okay, no, okay. Okay, okay. Maybe it'll be okay. Maybe it'll be okay.
Darkness.
Darkness. Darkness, absence of light, darkness. Now I'm going to do the truffle shuffle for my next act. Let's see. UK courts have banned a 41-year-old man from having sex as he is not deemed intelligent enough. With the judge claiming it is in his best interest.
Wait, it's in his best interest not to have sex.
Not to have
because
sex.
Because he's stupid.
Yep. Local authorities ordered to actively prevent him from pursuing any further sexual relationship. The 41-year-old man, described as sociable and well-behaved, was accused by his local counselor of having a vigorous sex drive, which is inappropriate given his IQ of 48. His... Bun's back there snickering. His psychiatrist reported that he had limited understanding of sex and that he believed that babies were delivered by a stork and found under a bush. Aren't they? Isn't that exactly? And that sex could give you spots or measles. He even tried to prevent him from receiving sex education as it might leave him, quote-unquote, confused. However, he did order that attempt be made to provide him with proper sex education so that he might gain the capacity to consent. You know, step in the right direction. This is a step in the right direction. They need to take it further. I mean, if they can do this, if they can say, you are too stupid to fuck, then let's expand this. Let's expand it. Let's set an IQ level for everybody. And then they cannot fuck anymore after that. I already believe that anybody who actually goes out purposely and has a child is a complete selfish son of a bitch that has absolutely no regard for their own goddamn species and should be lined up against the wall and fucking done away with. They should be shaved, sterilized, and destroyed. Because just at this point, having more children is completely... It's...
Let's kill ourselves further,
just for my own goddamn interest, so I can have something that will run out and play football!
Let the dude have sex!
As long as they take his nuts. They need to take the man's nuts.
But he wouldn't want to have sex after that, would you?
No. No, I wouldn't.
Well, then, let him have sex. I don't see the point. If he wants to get his fucking rocks off, let him get his rocks off, goddammit.
Do you really want to see what this motherfucker would produce?
Well, you, hey, son, you have to know. Just be
the 3-year-olds wandering around trying to fuck trees and shit. That's not...
That's fucking furries. No, it's...
No, that's not trees. That's everything but trees.
No, you know some furries will fuck anything and everything that even bends in the wind.
Well, and some things that won't.
And something?
A rock.
A car.
A car. It's happened. Washing machine. Steamship. Well, I can... Steamships are actually kind of hot, I think, actually. You know, the paddles? Ooh. So, yeah, you know. But, yeah.
I don't see the problem. Let him fuck. If he wants to fuck, let him fuck.
I don't think they should. In fact, not only him, I think there's a lot of people they shouldn't let fuck.
Now, anymore. I believe there are some people that shouldn't fuck. But I don't see
just
a problem.
Not because he's stupid?
Yeah.
Well, okay, what would be your criteria for not letting people?
Half the people in the South.
But why? But because they're stupid.
No, it's not because they're stupid. It's because they're fucking their sisters. He is at least going out and fucking somebody else. He's not trying to fuck family members.
Let's base it on the number of kids they've already got. Because, you know...
We should be like China. Two kids at the maximum.
Two kids,
and
that's
then
it.
We kill them.
Two kids, yeah. And then you have a third kid and they take it away.
Hey, guys.
Work. What?
I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I was just passed on a message that we are way too hot on the volume.
Okay. Well, why don't you turn it down a little bit?
Where do you suggest?
You're the TD. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
All right. Hopefully that is better. Hopefully what you will tell me that was
okay.
A notch.
I can't obviously get up and go back there and do it for you, so yeah.
Usually, if I gotta turn shit down, if somebody's too loud,
yeah,
I turn my computer volume down.
Well, this one, he probably just, hopefully he just hit the audio slider over there.
No, I'm talking about on the computer. Like if I was at home watching,
wait.
If it was too loud,
yeah,
turn your volume down.
Yeah, well, apparently it's probably getting all it's probably all distorted and shit.
Drink your water, your Perrier.
All right.
Uh-uh.
Next.
No. This is nasty.
What do you mean it's nasty? It's just water.
Out of your fucking mouth.
It's not like I stored up my last blowjob just for the
you
show.
You probably did.
I did not. I'd have been gurgling the show up till now. Welcome to the Filter Show. No, I did not have. Colorado Springs, Colorado. You know, I've always suspected that one day, God was going to get in trouble. Colorado Springs police used a stun gun early Thursday morning to try and stop a man calling himself God from what was originally reported as an attempted burglar. Police said he would not comply with orders, forcing the officers to use a stun gun. It didn't stop the man. He charged officers once again, according to police. Police tried to use a stun gun again, but it didn't work again. The man tried to run, but was tackled by officers in a hallway. Police said it took 4 officers to get him under control. Police arrested, here's the name of God, folks, Jarrell Antivo, 21 years old. He was treated at the hospital and faces charges of obstructing a peace officer. No officers were hurt.
Black, white, Asian?
Didn't say. Did not say.
Jarrell,
that could be black.
He could be black, but it could be white.
It could be white. But what I want to know is, okay, why is God... breaking in to a goddamn... Why is he committing a burglary? What does God want with a flat screen?
What? Maybe he wanted some water to turn to wine.
Well, if he's going to break into somewhere, why didn't he just get some goddamn wine? Break into the liquor store.
That's harder.
I knew one of these days, you know, nobody's God safe anymore. Now the police are tasing gods. Nobody, sorry, Buddha, you're going to fall on your fat ass when they tase your ass. And Buddha would be the one that would just be sitting there and protesting peacefully. They'd knock him down anyway.
They'd get him right in the stomach.
Yeah. The only one that's going to have, the only one that, well, that, what else is there to get him in? Buddha. The Buddha ain't nothing but a stomach. The only one they're going to have problems with is Zeus. They try to stun Zeus. Zeus is going to be like, what? And lightning bolt their ass. You know,
oh,
Thor's going down. God, Jesus, they're going down. Who else? Shiva going down.
Well, Shiva starts swinging the arms.
Flailing
the arms.
Let's see Shiva flailing when she goes down. Oh, that would be
funny. Wait, do that again.
What?
Do that. Do that sound again.
I can't do that again.
No, please.
I can't do it on cue. I can't do it on cue. I don't even know what I did. Why? Why did I... What's... What did I do? I don't understand. You're crazy in black. I don't get it. You need pills or something.
I have pills already.
Oh, my God.
Oh. So.
So?
Sarasota County. A homeless man went to court and was arrested on Friday. But the notable part of the story is what he had hidden in his rectum as he stood before
the judge.
You heard that. You heard it. There's no other way I can read that. The judge sent Neil Lansing to jail where corrections deputies conducted a routine search in a cell block found part of a condom sticking out of his rectum. According to the sheriff's officials, the condom contained 17 round blue pills, 1 cigarette, 6 matches, 1 flint, 1 empty syringe with an eraser over the needle, 1 lip balm container, 1 additional unused condom, a receipt for a CVS pharmacy, and a paper coupon. That's coupon. He had all that in there. Lansing, 33, now faces charges of possessing a drug and tobacco product inside county jail. He is being held there without bond. So, yeah, you know, it's
like, hey, Neil, bend over. Got to get in the medicine cabinet.
He thought he had an entire drugstore up his ass. That must have been uncomfortable as hell.
Read the list again.
Okay. 17 round blue pills. No idea. Probably, I would imagine, pills, they're drugs.
Yeah.
1 cigarette. I don't know if it was lit or not. 6 matches. 1 flint.
Well, after pulling it out of his ass, it might have lit the flint and lit the cigarette.
It's amazing that combination of shit did not blow up when they pulled that shit out. They had 6 matches, 1 flint, a cigarette, 17 pills, an empty syringe with an eraser over the needle, 1 lip balm container, 1 additional unused condom, a receipt from a CVS pharmacy, and a paper coupon.
Why would he put the receipt
up his ass? I don't know. Maybe he really wanted to keep that shit safe.
Justin,
what happened?
If something didn't work, he had to return it.
Yeah. What happened if the shit didn't work out? I mean, he's going to walk in there and just pull that shit out of his ass. And, here, it's my receipt.
Are they going to give it to him when he gets out?
I don't know.
Because you know they keep all your stuff when he gets out of it.
Well, if they don't give it back to him, what the hell are they going to do with it? You know? They're going to donate that or something?
Well, no, because you know they give everybody a lockbox when you go go in.
What are you going to get? He's going to get out of prison in 4 years, go to that lockbox and be like, oh. I forgot about that. Oh, damn.
Oh, Jesus. Or he'll use the second condom, fill it back up and stuff it up his ass and walk out of the jail.
He could. He had an extra one in there. You know, that's what he needed to have, is just a condom containing another box of condoms.
In his ass. Well, I'm getting ready.
Oh, look, yeah. Ain't nothing getting past that. Nothing. Man. I feel sorry for the motherfucker who tries to rape this guy.
We have no idea what else is up in there. He probably has some, like, razors and shit.
Stuff your dick in there and it comes out on fire with needles stuck in it, cigarettes hanging out of it.
He probably got one of these big old things stuffed up in his ass.
Yep. I mean, I've heard of catching a lot of shit from raping somebody, but never tetanus. You know, you get tetanus from sticking your dick in someone. That's kind of sad. Probably enough shit in there to sterilize it at the same time.
Because I want a match in your home.
Maybe there's a flint in there, too. He could probably strike it. You know?
You stick it in there. You had it
a couple of times, and everything goes up.
Goes up in flames. Then he farts, and it blows you out the back into the wall.
Into the wall, sticks your ass up with needles and shit. Boom. That's an ass bomb waiting to happen. Right there. That should have been considered a lethal weapon. You know?
Oh my god.
One more thing up there and that shit would have detonated. Oh, Lord. Lordy, Lordy, Lord. Well... We just read a story about exploding assholes, and here we are, so let's see. Next story. A plaintiff went into a sushi restaurant in Studio City, California to take advantage of its $28 all-you-can-eat sushi offer. But when the man began eating only the raw fish and leaving the rice behind, the restaurant's owner informed him that he'd have to eat the rice too, since sushi, by definition, always includes rice. Raw fish, on its own, is sashimi. The diner replied that he can't eat the rice because he has diabetes. The owners offered to sell him two orders of sashimi for $25, $3 less than the sushi deal, but the man declined. Key thing here, man declined. 2 weeks later, it was lawsuit time. The man seeks $4,000 in damages for the humiliation, embarrassment, and mental anguish he claimed to have suffered after being discriminated against on the basis of his disability. The LA Times reports that he'd offered to drop the suit in return for a payment of $6,000.
Wait, he was suing for four.
He's suing for four.
But he'll drop it for six.
But he'll drop it for six.
This man is stupid.
Yes. I don't know if there's anybody out there as, overlord of the planet Earth, if there's anyone out there, including the person in question who's watching the show or anybody who knows him.
No, he's watching the show. Everybody watches the show.
You need to destroy yourself. You need to go and seriously remove yourself from my planet. Get the fuck off my planet. You need to just... I don't care if it's painful. I don't care if you just poof, don't exist. But you just need to not be here anymore. Ever again. This is ridiculous. This is the kind of shit. This is why... Nobody can do anything anymore.
This is why we can't have...
This is why you can't have
good things.
Yeah, we can't have nice things because of it. We can't have nice things. But now, the funny thing is that, you know, I was talking with somebody else about this, and they're like, well, I can kind of see... You know,
no, I don't see shit. No. I don't see nothing in his favor.
Well, okay. I don't either. But I'm talking about somebody else's point of view.
You're shitty, too.
They said, well, if you pay for an all you can eat, then shouldn't you get to eat what you want to eat? Now, if you look at it that way, what if you went to a pizza buffet, filled your plate with pizza, picked off one pepperoni, and then threw the rest of it away? They're not going to let you do that.
They're going to say something about it.
They're not going to let you do that. You can't do that. You can't just go over and pick up a bunch of food and then go back and throw it away. So, you know, yeah, if you pay for sashimi is more expensive.
Well, no, but the thing is, it said, I'm sure the thing said all you can eat sushi.
Sushi.
And sushi, like you said, and I know by definition.
Is rice.
Is rice and fish.
Yeah.
So picking off the fish and leaving the rice, you're not eating sushi.
Right. It's just like if you go to a pizza buffet. It's not a pepperoni buffet.
Right.
You can't go out and pick out the pepperoni and then leave and then throw the rest shit away. You got to eat the whole pizza. If you don't, they'll go out of business doing it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't buy that. This guy, I mean, and they even offered him. They offered to, like, give him a better deal on the sashimi, right, and he didn't take it. This guy, if I, you know what, I want to rape him.
I want to shove rice down his throat.
I want to rape him with a candy cane. I think that would be funny. A big old sugary candy cane. Right. Stuff it up there. Pull it, push it in, pull it out. It'll look like it's doing the spinning thing.
He might have flints and things.
Needles and shit up in there. Yeah, just candy cane rape for this motherfucker.
I can't, no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't. Usually I try to see.
I can't see the
other
side of this.
A good side, I cannot see any side on him, for him.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
Y'all can hate me, I can get hate mail. Fuck you.
We get hate mail all we want. The guy still needs to die. If there's anybody out there who knows him, please destroy him. You would be doing the world a favor.
Or send him our way. I'll make sure it gets done.
We will destroy him.
Well, yeah. I will make sure it gets done. I'll make sure to record it, but I won't be there.
Yes, because we...
I will look like this.
Well, we could just put a green cloth over your head, and then we could just, like, you know, green screen out and put somebody else in there.
Yes.
Like toast. We put toast in there.
We do like this. That works.
The Anonymous Show. You don't know who we are. No, you don't.
Would it be real fun if we were just...
Fuck! My cover! Shit!
Would it be just fun if we did that and switch places all of a sudden?
We got one story. I have to blow through this a little bit quick before we get to Gore News. Basically, a law under consideration in South Dakota would expand the definition of justifiable homicide.
I read about this.
To include killings that are intended to prevent harm to a fetus, a move that would make it legal to kill doctors who perform abortions. The bill in South Dakota is an invitation to murder abortion providers. Basically, that's... I don't think it's going to pass, because obviously that's a little too much. Under this law in South Dakota, you would be able to go up to a doctor, an abortion doctor, and shoot him.
Yeah.
Blow his head off.
They do that anyway.
They do it anyway, but not be legal. Now, again... I think this is a step in the right direction, but I think they're targeting the wrong people. They need to shift it.
They need to kill the doctors.
They need to shift this instead of just, you know, people who may be a danger to babies. They need to shift this to people who are a danger to human species and make it legal to kill them.
And that's in South Dakota, right?
Yeah. See,
isn't that Mormon territory?
No, I don't think so. I'm not sure. I don't think so. Anybody from South Dakota listening, you ought to write it and tell us. I don't think it is.
Or is that cult territory where they fuck each other?
I've never been to South Dakota, so I don't know. I have no idea.
I've never been either. I've driven through it.
But all I know is that they need to extend this to anybody who's, like, trying to hurt us as a species. We can legally blow them away with a shotgun. Bye-bye, religious people. See you later. That would be it. You would be gone. Well, most of them. Not all of them. Okay, all of them. Let's just make it fun. All of them.
Well, then I'd be gone.
You're not religious. You're spiritual, but you're not religious.
Well,
there's a difference.
It depends on your degree of what you're saying religion.
My idea of religion is organized spirituality, where people come together of a faith, kind of cut out certain beliefs and adopt other ones so they can all fit in with this sort of, you know, group and go through the little cattle guards and get their, you know, the organized religion.
I would say that.
The spirituality, I don't mind. But
I think religion
needs to be destroyed. It's bad. So, we got about another... Wait. Hang on. We got more time than I thought we had.
Okay.
No, wait.
Birds can't tell time.
Yeah, birds can tell time. I'm sorry. Last week confused me real bad with this damn thing. So. No, I don't. Okay.
Wait, only 1 week out of the billions of shows we've done, and you can't even tell
your
time
fault.
This week.
It's your fault.
It is not my fault.
It's all your fault.
It is not my... Don't you dare...
It's your fault.
You better not.
And that proves it. It proves it.
I'm afraid to grab it because
Well, I picked it up and stabbed myself.
Right, now, you picked it up and I was like,
Let us move on.
Don't look behind you! It's a
In New Jersey, what's up? In New Jersey, a mother decided to punish her 16-year-old by taking away his PlayStation for a few days. The boy debated that he should have it back by cracking her over the head with a hammer. And then stuffing her.
Oh my God!
And then stuffing her in the oven and jamming the knob to 450 until she was dead. You know, now if he'd only had a video game where he could have done that. Extreme Kill Your Mother 2. Then he wouldn't have had to do it in real life, now would he?
I have always wanted to beat my mother in the head with a hammer. I've always wanted to.
And stuff her in the oven.
I don't know about the oven part.
Oh, well, come
but
on.
But I've always wanted to knock the fuck out of my mother with a hammer.
Somebody has lived the dream, man.
I mean, haven't you? Haven't everybody? Haven't you wanted to take a hammer and knock the fuck out of your mother?
I wanted to hit mine with a car. That was mine. I want to hit her with a car.
Well, pick up the car and beat the fuck out of her. Just pick the car up and beat her.
Hit her with an old buskety-ass Lincoln town car. Bat! In Missouri, an infant has been left with only one thumb on each hand after the family's pet parrot jumped into the crib in the middle of the night and ate all his fingers off. Can still hitchhike. That's good.
Did they not hear the baby crying?
I guess not. Either that or it liked it. In England, in a reversal of the stereotypical cartoon married couple role, a man grabbed a rolling pin and started bonking his wife over the head with it. The only way you could tell it wasn't a cartoon was because her brain splattered out of her head until she was not happy and dead. It's not a cartoon, folks. Life is not a cartoon. As much as we wish it was sometimes.
Bowling pins are hurtful.
No, rolling pin.
Oh, I thought it was bowling pin.
No, it was like a granite rolling pin. Granite fucking rolling pin. In Ireland.
Oh, Jesus.
A young man was assaulted in a dark alley by a group of rather artistic thugs. They robbed him.
Artistic thugs?
They robbed him, beat the hell out of him, then after cutting off one of his ears, stopped to ponder the meaning of life while they made him eat it. They made him eat his own ear. I don't know why.
That's inventive.
It is inventive. You gotta admit, they were original.
That was inventive.
That's rather original.
Well, what I would have done was beat the fuck out of him, chop his ear off, and send it to his mom, just like Van Gogh did.
Send it to his girlfriend. In Australia.
Uh-oh, this is where I'm going in December.
I don't know if I'm gonna make it through this one.
Oh, God.
A 50-year-old crippled wheelchair-bound woman got into an argument with a man who won the argument by dousing her with alcohol and lighting her on fire. I'm picturing...
What? We can take care of this right now.
I'm picturing this rolling fireball screaming, rolling down the street. Are you going down?
I'm going down.
You're going to... Well, wait for the... Oh, he's done. He's out.
Juba, no!
Oh, wait, I'm stuck.
In Los Angeles, California, black man on a TV show on the internet tried to choke himself, got stuck, died while everybody laughed. Are you not going to... Oh, God. Jim is ruining the show. God. You almost didn't make it.
No. This thing. Wait up. This got stuck on the chair and I was choking myself down there while I was trying to get up. I almost fucking died and had a Gore News. Fuck this shit.
You almost did. That was almost your Gore News. That would have been the last news of the day. Jim is Gore News. We got to take off and go to a break. We got a couple of fun things for you.
Oh, my God.
We got a long animation I think you'll like in there. And a couple of music videos.
They're fun.
Yeah, you need to...
They tried to kill me. Don't do it!
We'll be after the break.
Two cents!
It's Dear Two Letters.
Funny, forgot there was an animation. A wonderful animation, by the way.
Yeah.
We are very proud of the animators that that sent in animations to our show to help enhance it with some animation, with the art of the animation. Although, I think that I should have been a lot huger, and I think I should have balls the size of a bus, for those of you who want to animate me in the future.
Why would you want to have balls the size of a bus?
So I could drive them around.
But what if you have an accident?
Well, I could just put airbags. I could make sure that there's airbags. Well, they could be airbags.
They could be, but what? I'm just thinking, because you've seen my old car, the car that was smashed from the front and the back with...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With, I was smashed from the back with a semi, hit into a semi. What if that happens to you with your big ball, the size of a butt?
It'll hurt. It'll be painful. And the drivers of those vehicles will have one hell of a story to tell their grandchildren.
So, well, you won't. But
not my grandchildren.
Not even your children.
No, not even my children. Let's see. Let's go on to our first letter here. Dear Two, being a British furry, I can't help but feel saddened by the fact that RBW is canceled. This leaves only one fur convention in England, which is Confuzzled, but it's also too far away for me to get to cheaply. So I was wondering, would it be a good real show now? Would it be a good idea if I try to start my own FurCon?
No!
I've had previous experience with events management and a few friends who would love to help.
Don't do it!
I only need to get a hold of a fairly decent budget, and then all would be sexy.
You lose your hair!
Yeah, you will, too. And if we paid for your journey over here, would you and Jibba and Toast, if he wants, care to be the guests of honor to make the con that bit more special?
Yes!
It's from an anonymous. You know, we here in the furry fandom, the people who are amongst our little circles of celebrities and organizers have this wonderful saying, friends don't let friends run cons.
Exactly.
we actually say that's a real saying that goes around. Friends don't let friends run cons. You will lose your hair. If you are a glutton for punishment, good.
But
if you're into self-punishment and masochism, go ahead and
good.
Do it.
Good, go ahead, do it.
It's
a lot of work. It is a lot of work. A
lot of frustrating work.
A lot of frustrating work. But I will say,
it's very rewarding.
At the end,
yep.
It is one of the most rewarding things you've ever done.
Yes, it is. It is very rewarding to see everybody come out of your event and having had a good time,
yeah.
and wanting to come back next year and talking. You see the videos later and go, yeah, we did that.
It's one of the most rewarding things, but up until that rewarding part.
So it's like about 6 months of absolute hell, a week of reward.
Right, a week of reward for 6 months of hell.
Yeah. So if you're into that kind of thing, you know, then, whips, chains, running cons, pretty much all the same thing. So, yeah. But, hey, give it a try. You know what? If you really have a passion for it, and believe me, you better. If you can't.
Yeah, you can't do this half-assed.
You can't half-ass decide, well, let's try and just run. No, you got to dedicate your ass to it.
Yeah.
Or else it won't work. And even then, sometimes you're going to have a lot of problems. So, not that I'm referring to any particular con
and area.
But no, we did have problems. But hey, it was the first year
we pulled it out.
Yep, we did.
We pulled it out of our ass.
We pulled through.
In 2 weeks.
We pulled it out of our ass along with some cigarettes, flints, matches, needles with the damn bracers on them, explosives, and a CVS receipt.
It's too high. I look down and
got your gear on.
Yeah, I have it on as a. I want to make a special.
Yeah, so you know, some people get their game on. Chippy gets his gear on.
There we go.
He's got your gear on.
This is gonna be. I should wear this. I'm gonna wear this. It's gonna look like.
See, now it looks like some tits.
It's a superhero thing.
Now, you are old man.
Old man.
You need to put a J in the middle of that. Actually, that looks like something a drag queen would wear, which is just perfect for you. Because
you just gave me an idea.
Oh God, what have I done?
You gave me an idea for Halloween.
No.
I need all of your bike gear.
Don't do it! You fag.
I am.
How many people out there think Jibba is a fag? Well, see, and everybody's raising their hands right now.
Everybody in the studio raised their hand. How many of you raised your hand? If you didn't raise your hand, put it up.
They just crashed Ustream on my phone. Yes, saying you're a yes. Fag.
Yes. Well, you're all wrong! He's not a fag because that is not politically correct. He is a free-range orifice provider. That, remember that. That's what we call it now. An FOP, a FOP.
I couldn't even respond to that. You got me to the point where I couldn't even respond.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Dear Two, as an aspiring writer, I constantly look for new ways to inspire prose to escape my fingers' tips. But sometimes
thank you,
can be far
Kimberly,
more difficult.
Can I stop you real quick?
What's that? Okay.
Thank you for using what is called prose.
Yes.
Thank you.
The word prose. And by the way, thank you for using that apostrophe on fingers correctly. A lot of people don't even know that exists, but it does.
Okay, keep going. I'm sorry, I had to.
No,
thank you.
Yeah. But sometimes can be far more difficult than others. Knowing how creative a person you are, got you fooled. I was wondering, what you do to get the juices flowing, quote unquote. Again, I have been against quite a large wall blocking my thoughts, especially over this busy holiday season. Retail always blows. Many thanks in advance and keep up the wondrous show. I love seeing every new evolution as it has progressed. Loyal listener, Scruffy the Mountain Screamer. Okay, here's your key to being creative, all right? Some people got a really creative mind, man. Some people's mind just goes crazy and little images pop in there and it says, hey, man, put your hand down on the paper and draw this thing, man. Write these words. He's doing some prose, man. It's sometimes little prose at you. It'll be like, dude, some prose, man. But you know what? If you keep going, you totally run out of gas. You'll run out of gas, man. What you have to do, and that's actually a thing. If you keep going and going like that,
yeah,
you'll burn yourself out.
I was going to try to do an accent. I can't do one.
I don't even know what I was doing. I was doing some old.
That was like surfer shit.
I seen some things, man. And some stuff.
It was stone surfer shit.
Stone surfer shit. Best thing to do, and I found this. This is going to sound stupid. My, I guess, secret to continually at least trying to be creative, play video games. Or if you don't want to do video games, find some kind of break. You got to take breaks.
Yeah. Do something that does not involve you thinking about that.
Anything. Task. Yeah, or anything whatsoever.
Yeah.
Take breaks every now and then.
Jack
and
off.
Just let your mind be completely lulled and entertained. Don't make it think at all. Do that for a little while. I mean, take a few days out of every week. Take weekends off. But you got to take breaks because if you don't,
you'll get burned out.
You'll get burned out, and you'll run into this wall, and you won't. Everything in your head will just come out. Everything in your head will come on all fuzzy, man. It'll be like, dude, man, there's gonna be this thing, but then it came out. It was like just some cotton balls and shit, and it was like I was gonna like maybe release it into the clouds, but then it was like no, man, and it just sort of evaporated. And that was my idea, man. It died, and that's what'll happen to you, man.
He's an action person. I'm just a big fat black person.
You're the large black man. You can do the large black man. Dear Twa.
Twa.
No, actually, it's Dear Two. Dear Two and Jibba, I'm curious to know what your beliefs are on fictional religions. 5 years ago, I joined the U.S. Army and went through U.S. Army is a fictional religion.
Yes.
No. And went through basic training with 30 other recruits, one of who claimed his religion to be that of the Jedi. The drill sergeant allowed him 5 hours every Sunday to practice his force-bending skills while I, who at the time had no religion, was stuck inside of the barracks cleaning floors and the latrine. I'm inquiring about your beliefs in this cloudy area of religion. Do you believe that religions such as the Force from Star Wars or the Calamity from the Sky following from Final Fantasy VII are valid religions that should be accommodated? Or do you believe I should have struck that dumbass in the back of the head with my rifle butt? Dias the Riot Dragon. Well, first of all, I can take care of the last question. Yes, you should have.
I agree, but
here's my opinion. We may actually disagree on this one. I don't know. You know, you're like, what are your beliefs on fictional religions? Haven't found a non-fictional one yet. I mean, if you're going to have, like, ridiculous... If we're going to let people worship a ridiculous idea about some kind of zombie messiah that comes back after 3 days of being dead, parts oceans and shit like that, and let them go off, then why not let a dude who thinks he's a freaking Jedi? It's the same thing to me! It's literally... It just is ridiculous. Either ban them all or let them all happen.
You know, actually, we don't disagree.
Oh, really? Well, thought we would.
No, well, the thing is, but you look at it as... You're thinking our religion is fictional. I don't think that. But if they're going to ban one,
yeah,
they need to ban all.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about
and
it.
And if you're going to let them practice one...
Yeah, then everybody who comes in there... Because you never know. I mean, you really don't know what they actually believe, whether they believe it or not.
Yeah.
And then if you say you don't believe it...
If they do, they may be fucked up in the head.
Right.
But
they may be fucked up in the head, but still.
But then again, look at most Catholics. You know, so, yeah, it's... I mean, if we're going to... Wiccans, where does that get, you know,
yeah,
Satanism and Jedi? Well, why not? It falls in the same damn thing to me.
I would love to practice force bending.
I say kill all of them. Kill them. Kill them in fire.
We should practice force bending.
I want to practice. I will bend your face. That just wasn't worth the effort, you know? I was hoping to... Yeah, well. Oh, we got to bend it back now, huh? Oh, man. I don't feel like it. Here, just give me a bottle or something else if I can. Yeah, that's what I think about that.
Ban them all. Let them all.
Yep, it doesn't matter what it is. Unless, yeah, of course, it's not hurting anybody.
Right.
It's not causing
difference.
Any harm.
If this is the stuffing rifles up your ass religion.
Well, the stuffing condoms filled with pills and needles and...
Up someone else's ass.
Unless, of course, it was consensual, and then by all means. And if you find a group that's got consensual... You know
there is.
Stuff, well, let me know. Let me know where they are, because... I want to go point and laugh. I think that's a perfect point and laugh.
No. If it was one of those religions, I will let us know because I will go and be the one to do it. I just want to. I thought you meant. No.
Have it.
No, not have it done. Do it. I mean, think about it.
I was about to walk off the show. You nearly made me quit.
No.
I was about to whoop
you. You know me better than that.
Oh.
Like, think about it. If they had a bat shoving up your ass religion,
I would want to film that.
Film it. I'll be the one to just go, and then I wipe my hands up and we're done.
Listen to him scream, take off the latex gloves and go home. Yep. See, I can find the person in there you hate the most. You know,
I can think of quite a few.
Yeah.
No name.
See, dear Gibbet Toast, to Gibbet Toast, and all the past co-hosts. It's been 7 years, 18 now, since I figured out I was gay. And I sent a few letters in before, but I just wanted to say that whenever I doubted myself or needed something to lift me up, your show has always been there, and I just wanted to say thanks for making every year worth it. From behavior. Well, you are welcome. We enjoy doing this. In fact, the break's gonna, we're gonna have a season break coming up here pretty soon. We're gonna miss doing it. I know we will. Actually, probably for about the first month, we'll be like, thank God we don't have to do this.
Yeah, thank God we don't have to do this. I'll be going on trips like I wanted to and things like that. And then
after that, we're gonna start missing it every time it happens. So we will be back.
Like when we moved out here for the long break, I kept asking too, are we going to do the Tuesday show?
Oh, yeah.
Are we?
Yeah, he's wanting to set up anything, man.
I was ready to set up a webcam just to sit right here.
He's like, maybe if we get like one of those Polaroid cameras and we take pictures fast enough, we could, you know, send them out over the net.
Just
scan them. And he was really diving. We wanted to dive back into it, but. Yeah, so you are very welcome. We are very happy that we can make your day a little bit brighter and put a little few laughs into your world and make it seem like, you know, maybe the world's not such a shitty place, even though it is.
Even though it is.
But that's the difference, is we know the world's a shitty place. If I told you the world wasn't a shitty place, you'd know I'd be lying. So all I can do is make you laugh at it. That's what we can do. We can say, okay, shitty place the world is, but... We're going to laugh at it today.
Or we can sit here and be like, this is a shitty world.
This is a shitty world. Today some dudes died. That sucks. But that's no fun.
George Bush joined the colony of shoving bats up his ass.
Oh, See, now then I jump in with you. I'd be like,
you would have. They would have a line across around the world.
Yep. Just let me stuff that thing in there. You can stuff it in, and I'll pull it out. Just put my foot on his butt and just pull that Wilson out of there, make it sound like a cow pulling his foot out.
No, we need a Louisville Slugger for that.
Yeah, we would.
We would need a Louisville Slugger for that.
Yes, we would. Let's see. Dear Two Jibba and the Delicious Toast.
Yes, exactly.
What are your feelings about children being introduced to the furry fandom? My maid is a few months away from giving birth and to our daughter, and I've been considering this question off and on.
Well, first of all, congratulations.
Congratulations, first of all. We plan on taking her to conventions when she's ready, but I'm concerned about the various consequences. Since I believe that being a furry is a very personal relationship with oneself, I know that it's something she would have to discover on her own. Do you think that it would be wrong to teach her about the reality of the furry fandom, minus the sexual aspects of it, yeah, hopefully? I think it might be best if she were just allowed to enjoy conventions as some magical world and make her own judgments from there. Best regards from Restorf, which is a name we've heard before. Restorf is... Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Restorf.
Congratulations, Restorf. I'm very glad. Very happy to hear that. To answer your question, why don't you go first on this one? Because I know what I'm feeling on it.
Just like taking a child to Disney World, you're taking them to some magical world where they can make a choice if they like it or not. Furry fandom's the same way, to me.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
You take them to a convention, they see all the animals and things like that, and they make a decision whether if it... I mean, furry,
whether they like it.
Furry's with you or not, but it is still their decision whether they like it or not, and enough to pursue that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, I've interestingly enough, you know, I was thinking about this because furries right now, really, really showing up. Furries right now are kind of in the middle of, to a little bit lesser of a degree, but they're kind of in the middle of this sort of social, you know, battle. They're yeah. So because of, you know, the bad press and the media and stuff, and now you have people, you know, who actually think that all furries out there are running around being these crazy pervs when they're obviously not. But in past times when like, you know, the gay community has had this problem or another community, the way that they've gotten out of this is when children have been raised in that, and then they get jobs in the media and jobs as
right.
as politicians and preachers, and then they can say, no, wait, I know better. I was raised in this. So I think it's actually important that when furries... Well, I don't mean to, like, shove her into it, but raise her around it.
But you know what's funny that you say about the gay world, the gay
yeah.
world thing? Because actually about 50% of children that was raised in a gay atmosphere are straight.
Yeah, they're straight, but they also support...
But they support it.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't recommend forcing your... In fact, probably if you're furries, your kid's probably going to grow up and not want to be furry just because you were.
Because you were.
But... there will be, yeah, yeah, but she will support this. And when somebody
yeah.
comes up to her and says, well, those furries are freaks, and she can say, no. I've grown up around them. They're not bad.
Do you know me?
Yeah.
And I'm fine. My mother and father.
Yeah. This girl of yours, she could grow up to be a judge. She could grow up to be a newscaster. She could
yeah.
grow up to be a writer. Somebody with a valid, you know, opinion and a way to reach people. And I think
yeah.
it's important that, you know, she is, that you do, you know, introduce her to this, at least immerse her in it a little bit, but not without...
I would definitely take her to conventions.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, I would take her until she says she doesn't want to go.
Yep.
If she decides not to go, I would take her until she says,
I don't want to go anymore.
And then that's when you stop.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, even if it comes to the point where you're not going to a convention because she's too young to stay at home, if she doesn't want to go, don't force her to go.
Don't make her go. Yeah, because then she'll hate it.
Right.
She'll start hating. See, next letter. Dear Two, what is the opposite of your opposites? Curiously yours, Reese Torah. The opposite of my opposites is your reality. You didn't think I was serious about... See, I ain't playing with this. That's... See, I know. Damn opposites.
We can't even read any more letters.
Sorry, I had to do my little dance there.
Dear 2, what happened to your letters?
Well, actually, what happened to my letter was I picked it up and I just dropped it for a second and the thing took off like a damned airplane. You should have seen this. It just floated off for like miles. I was like, what the hell?
Dear 2, why can't you hold a letter?
Dear Jibba, kiss my nards.
If only if they're as big as a bus.
I'm working on it. I need myself a little hose and a pump. You know? Let's see. Dear 2 and Jibba, I'm one of 4 or 5 trillion musicians trying to get noticed in the world today. My band practices as much as possible and plays out whatever will have us. We're working hard, and I know we all really want to make a life out of music if it's at all possible. However, with all the bands out there, I know the odds aren't on our side. I know you both have backgrounds in music and have worked around the industry before. More than that, you're both successful performers and know your way around the entertainment world. With that in mind, I was wondering what advice or tricks you had to share, anywhere from the creative process to who to talk to and how. From Tarsonis. One thing you're going to have to get used to if you're going to be a professional entertainer of any kind is that for a very long period of time, and you may never get out of this, you may die doing this, you are going to be a lit neon sign that says beer. That's all you're going to be. You are an attraction to get people to come into an establishment so that they will buy alcohol or whatever product.
Whatever product you're gonna
use. From the establishment that, and they're not there to see you. Now, you're there to be a flashing advertisement. Now, that's it. And the funny thing is that you have to work real hard to get to that point. Now, if that's where you're at now, what you gotta do is you gotta cruise. That's the hard work part. Now you gotta get to the luck part. The more you do this, and the further you spread yourself out, being that neon sign, eventually, someone's gonna see you or run into you that thinks that you can actually be the attraction on your own. It will happen eventually if you are persistent. But it's not gonna be easy and it's gonna take a long damn time. So my advice is just to do what you want to do. Just have fun with it. Relax, chill. Don't count the years. Don't count the hours. And for God's sake, don't count the money. You'll just depress yourself. Just do what you do. Get better. Improve yourself. Enjoy it. Relax. And just let the time tick by until somebody comes up and says, hey.
Right.
You know, you guys need to contact me. Maybe I can help you guys out. Could happen tomorrow. You may die before it happens. Right. Who knows? So,
but as he said, he was like the neon sign. My first thing was gonna say you have to be free, like cost nothing.
Yeah, a lot of times you do,
and that's how a lot of people start.
Yeah,
you say I will do this. Don't even worry about it. I'm just trying to get used to stuff like that. Let me go and just play on your stage. Let me just do this and play good music. And like he said, after a while, you will get noticed.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done it in the dance industry. I did so much free teaching.
Yeah, you have to. I've given away so many free comedy shows.
But then, after a while, someone says, oh, you're fairly good.
Yeah.
Well, let's see how you do with this and give you a small thing, and then it becomes more and more and more.
That's where you got to trap them into that because you got to show up and you got to what a venue wants. They want you to be cheap. And they want you to be as trouble-free as possible. They want you to come in. They want you to entertain people. And they want you to leave.
Yeah.
And with be no trouble. With no problems. Now, if you're going to have to do that for cheap. But if you're good enough and you get all the people in the place, you know, cheering for you and they want to hear you.
Yeah.
Then they're going to start asking, where's this band?
Exactly. And that's when you...
That's when they say, look, we got a place full of people that want to see you. That's when you go, oh, yeah, what kind of dough are we talking here?
Right.
That's when you start going out.
But I will say this. If you're doing it for free, act like you're getting paid $1 million.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You need to play your ass off.
Yeah.
You need to act like you are everything for them.
Play that condom right out your ass.
Right, play that condom right out your ass and light it on fire.
Yep.
And blow that drummer out the window. But you have to put 150% into every performance.
You do. You really do.
no matter how much you're getting paid, no matter if you hate it.
No, yeah, even if you hate it. Even if you sick don't want to do it, it still needs to be at 150%.
Mm-hmm. See, deer two and maybe gibbet.
Maybe?
I don't know. I was wondering if either of you are going to be at FWA this year.
I won't
year.
Be maybe. No.
I ask this because I will be going, and I would like to hang out with you guys for a bit. Of course, since I'm underage, I won't be able to drink. Ah, well, we can't hang out now. But I wanted to make something for your show. As I recall, you both mentioned an old show where there was a chance of having a crack mixed meth baby on the show, so I decided I would be my gift to you. You guys,
wait, you're giving us meth?
A crack McMeth baby, I guess. This letter's from Thunder Wyvern. I will be at FWA myself. So,
if you're giving us
will
a
you leave
crack
that graphic
McMeth
anytime?
Baby.
Okay. Yeah, a crack McMeth baby.
I might have to go.
That may be interesting. I want to see you on meth.
I'm on crack. I've been on meth a long time ago.
Let's see. Dear to cast and crew. To answer your question, oh, this, by the way, is a response to the lady who died under the snow from last week.
Oh, okay.
To answer your question, what happened between the end of her driveway and the middle of her driveway, which actually wasn't more than two car lengths long, was a heart attack. Then basically plump and she fell asleep there. Someone had to trip over her to find her. She was a long-time listener to the show, and especially the Gore News segment, and Sharon always wanted to go out in a funny way. I'm writing this to say thanks for the send-off, and some odd down the line, I'll be sure to be able to tell her that she went out with a thug. From at least two on camera and one in the audience. Just so I don't sound like I'm trying to bum you out, the funeral was tie-dye only from A-Nut. You know, that letter actually had me worried for a little while. Because
it made it seem like
stranger things have happened on this show. So until he got to the end there, I'm like, oh, thank God he wasn't serious. Because he could have been. People know people all over the place watch the show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, well, I'm glad.
I'm glad she went out with
the thud. I'm glad Aunt Sharon is in a better place after her heart attack in the snow. And
you know
she what
would be funny if that was actually dead. Real?
I don't know. I don't. You know.
I mean, even with the tie-dye thing, you never know.
You never know.
You never know.
That's yeah.
Because like for my funeral, whenever I die, y'all can just throw me off the cliff. I want y'all to go drink yourselves until you pass out.
Yeah, I don't.
That's
care.
All I want.
Throw me in the woods and let some wild animals eat me. I don't care.
I'm dead. Yeah. I want y'all to party. So maybe that was.
I guess maybe it was. I don't know. Let's see. One last letter here we got, and then we're through all of it. Dear two, it seems like a lot of my friends think that I should be out there looking for a job and stop wasting my life, quote unquote. I keep telling them I've been in education for the last 18 years straight, and now I don't have to worry about some education. I'm enjoying myself and would like to have a gap. I'm sorry, my printout is bad. Like to have a looks like gap year of sorts. But okay, yeah, before I go into my next venture at the start of the next school year. At no point do I think I have been wasting my life. I don't just sit around doing nothing, like I said. I have my drawings and projects, which come by all the time, both of which make me happy. What do you think? From Akhor, from the UK. Do what you want to do. This ain't their life. This is your life. Yeah. Somebody sits around and is like, well, you're wasting your life. How
am I wasting my life?
You're wasting your life doing something they don't want you to do. Maybe if they were doing what you were doing, they'd be wasting their lives. But you ain't wasting yours as long as you're happy and long you're doing what you want to do.
Right.
So, you know, in a nutshell, fuck them. Fuck them. Just look at them next time. You're wasting your life. Fuck you. You can take a condom, stuff it up your ass with a bunch of pills and shit.
And beat you over the head with a hammer.
Beat you in the head. Beat you the hammer. Beat. Yeah.
But I do have a suggestion. Once you get out of high school for 18 years.
This is college.
Well, he's out of college?
Yeah, he's out of college now.
For 18 years.
I think so.
Because if he was just in school for 18 years, that's just out of high school.
I don't know. Either way.
Either way. If you're going back, if you're going into college, don't take a break. It's hard to get back into it.
Yeah, it is.
If you take a break for like a year or two, it's hard to get back. I'm not saying don't do it.
Yeah, that year's going to turn into a few years.
Yeah,
and shit.
And it's hard to get back into it. So if you're just out of high school and going into college, continue on in the college. Just have fun while you're in it.
Yeah, agreed.
But if you're out of college, shit, have fun.
Agreed. Very agreed. 2 cents pounded. Dude, awesome. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I can't do accents. I can do a white person.
I want to hear you do a white person. You got to do a white person. I can do a black person.
You start first, motherfucker. I'm going to sit here and do a black person all damn day.
And I'm going to sit here and be white all damn day.
You know, I don't know how you would actually... maybe you could pull your voice box out of your damn throat, and maybe it would... I don't know if that sounds white or... All I know is that if you choke yourself, you start sounding black. Maybe it's because black people just used to getting choked all over the damn place.
You just sound like Uncle Ruckus.
I sound like...
Not Ruckus from the Boondocks, but...
No, it's...
Poor guy.
Well, you know what?
You know, actually, when I'm at work, yeah. I sound white.
Really? But you have to on the phone.
Yeah.
Disney.
Yeah.
So, or a large producer of lots of entertainment. You know what? It's time for our bunny holidays. Bunny, what have you got for us today and this week?
Well, Bert, sorry about the last graphic there. Unfortunately, you put everything out of order over here.
Did I? I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. I still hate you.
I wonder why I put all those out of order. Well, I'm just giving you a hard time today.
Yeah, everything's been broken and strobed and diabetic and the other one where people flail a lot.
So what's our holidays this week, bud?
Okay, this is actually going to be Adopt a Rescued Rabbit Month. I'm guessing after the show when he sees the playback, I'm going to need to be adopted.
Free meal!
I do not want a rabbit.
Free meal.
Okay, as far as the week goes, I decided to come up with one. It's going to be create a poster nominating somebody for President of the United States that's furry.
Day? That's a long hyphenated motherfucker.
That is the week.
Oh, that's the week. Okay,
I want to see some of that sent in. I want to see some of those posters, you know, with the little background of what it'd be like under their tyranny. Okay. The 20th is World Day for Social Justice. Apparently, we only have one day for this, so people reap it in.
Well, that's our one day of justice.
Yeah, one
you
day.
Probably won't even get that.
Okay, the 21st is going to be International Mother's Language Day.
You know, they do have their own.
Yeah, they do.
They speak through their teeth when they're mad.
Yeah, and they use your middle name a lot.
She spoke with her belt.
Yeah, my mom spoke with some
my
hard
mom
objects.
Spoke with her fist. Okay, the 22nd is going to be Margarita Day.
Oh, yes.
I can dig that.
Yes.
I can get all behind
booze,
that.
Booze.
And that's Tuesday?
That's Tuesday.
All right, well, I guess I'm not going to work on Wednesday.
Don't go on Tuesday either.
I'm going to go on Tuesday either.
Are you done?
Shut up and
shut
go.
Up.
Hey.
Go.
Wait, shut
Swish
up and go.
Shut up and go. Into your mouth. Do something with them, please. They're getting in my way.
You know what? Pull the needles out of your ass and get on with it.
Make sure to take the erasers off.
Yeah.
While they're coming out.
All right. In line with that, the 23rd is going to be Inconvenience Yourself Day.
Fuck
that's
that shit.
That's kind of funny.
I don't want to do that.
I convenience myself every day I look at you, Toast.
I love you
I'll
too,
convenience
bitch.
Myself. All I have to do is wake up.
The 24th is going to be Gregorian Calendar Day. Gregorian Calendar, for those who didn't look it up on Google, is the calendar we use to measure our days and weeks and months and years. And
so it's basically just this calendar day.
Yeah, I was really lazy. Okay, the 25th is going to be Celebrate All Things Minty Day.
Oh, I can do that.
Minty?
I like mint.
I love mint.
We can celebrate Nevermint.
Oh! Nevermint and
he's
Nevermint.
And I like mint chocolate chip ice cream. So, yeah. I don't
like mint and chocolate together.
Mojitos. You can get a mojito.
Yeah. Oh, Tuesday? Ooh. What day was that? What day of the week is that?
The celebrate all things minty is Friday.
Yes!
Okay.
Mojito Day, Mojito, Friday!
Yep, you can do mojito.
Alright, you guys gotta make me one.
We can do that.
The 26th, which will be Saturday, is gonna be Swallower's Day. For swords.
Come on now. Did you make that up?
No, I didn't. Actually, a lot of the sites that I use pointed to it being Sword Swallower Day.
Oh, Sword Swallower Day.
Dyslexia.
I just thought you said Swallower Day. I didn't hear you say Sword Swallower Day.
Well, that could be the same thing.
Yeah, it's true. Depending on the person.
Depending on the person.
Do
sword,
not
swallower,
send
swallower.
In pictures of you swallowing anything to the 2 cent show.
No.
Please.
No.
Please do
no,
not.
No. Do not.
We will mail it to your parents. I swear to God.
I will find out if you've ever been to a place of magic. I will find out who you are, and I will.
And you will never get in again.
And I will send it to your parents.
Is that it?
That's the holidays. Back to you guys.
All right.
Oh my God.
Well, you know what? We've got a really interesting top 10 to close this week out with.
Let's do it.
By the way, just so you guys will know, no show network next week. We're going to skip next week, take a break, basically because we're in production of the final show. The show after that may be the final show. There may be one more, but it's likely it'll be the final show. So this may be the second to last show. Either way,
wait,
there's
isn't
that
Saturday Sword Swallowing Day?
Yeah, I think it is.
I'll be with my boyfriend.
So just so you'll know, yeah, he'll be with his boyfriend swallowing sword. I'll probably still be suffering from minty days. Or margarita
day. Imposition yourself or inconvenience yourself day.
Yeah. Jesus. Let's see. The top 10 this week is the most blatant foreign product ripoffs. Now, I know that sounds fucked up, but you'll get the hang of this here in a minute. Most blatant foreign product ripoffs. So, show them what's number 10 here. Armani. Yeah, right.
Wait, poor homie.
Poor homie? Armani? That's Armani for poor homie. That's brilliant. That is brilliant. Oh, that's wonderful. I love that. I didn't even notice that.
I love Negroes.
I didn't even
I love
that.
Black people. I love you people.
I love you.
No, I hate me.
I love you.
But I love black people.
I love black people too.
Only certain.
I like the poor homies.
I like the poor homies that wear Armani.
The Armani.
The Armani.
What's number 9? That's a wee wee. I don't think that is actually what people think it is.
I just laughed so hard my testicles.
What's number 8? A PCP station.
I thought that was Detroit.
I want a PCP.
I want a PCP and I want to wear Armani. With Armani, because you're a poor homie.
Ow!
Don't kill yourself. Oh, did you just hurt yourself? He geared himself. Are you bleeding?
Not yet.
He just stabbed himself with his own gears. Is that number 7?
That was number 8.
That was number 8. Let's do number 7 then.
Nokla.
Nokla. Nokla.
Nokla.
Nokla. That almost looks like an eye, doesn't it?
It's very close.
Same font and everything, man. I'm surprised they got away with that. It's number 6. Oh, come on. Chevrolet. Chevrolet.
It's a Chevrolet.
It's a Chevrolet.
Chevrolet.
It's number 5. Star Knight.
I remember.
He's on a police bike. Look at that.
That's one of those deleted scenes when he pulls somebody over.
What's number 4? Oh, come on.
I know a lot of people who would buy that.
Well,
S&M's, I know a lot of people who would buy that.
I'm seeing a bunch of Arabic written all over it, so.
Maybe that'll...
What's number 3? This is not butter. Oh my God. Unbelievable. This is not butter. Oh, that's just crazy. It's number two.
Madonna.
Must
be in Mexico.
Madonna. Oh my God. Finally, what we got for number one? Oh, come on.
Oh my God.
Buck Star Cop.
That has to be in Texas somewhere.
Somebody just misspelled it, you think? Buck Star Coffee. Oh my God. I don't know how they get away with that shit sometimes. Buck Star Coffee. You know, that sounds bad.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart.
A Buck Star.
A Buck Star.
Oh my God.
Buck Star Coffee.
Well, that's a great note to leave you guys with. We're going to take off for this week. We want to thank you guys for coming this evening and sharing this evening with us.
Yes.
And remember, we're skipping 1 week. We'll be back after that. Thank you, everybody, for showing up. Thanks to everybody who's part of the show. We will see you again soon. And remember...